And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine ordered fitness centers and gyms to close on Monday, but the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati was already taking steps over the weekend. YMCA President and CEO Jorge Perez announced a plan to close fitness centers in an effort to help working families and hospital workers. And joining us now on the phone to discuss the changes is YMCA of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Jorge Perez. Jorge, thank you so much for being with us.
Me.
Yes, and we're glad that you could take some time to chat with us, Jorge. Give us a little bit of background on the response that the Y is taking in this unprecedented time.
Yeah, like everybody else, we are scrambling to get ready for an expected need and actually a rising need as workers are scrambling to find childcare for their children, particularly focusing on providing childcare during this upcoming time for hospital workers and first responders. We're gearing up 13 locations to serve over 1,100 kids right now across the region.
And those locations are Blue Ash, Campbell County, Carl H. Lindner, Claremont, Gamble, Nippard, Powell Crosley Jr., Highland, M.E. Lyons, and Richard E. Lindner. You can find a link at WVXU.org or, of course, on the YMCA's website, I imagine, as well. What do you see as the Y's role in assisting those particular families?
Well, we're working to try to establish supports for three broad areas. One of them is those individuals who are going to be on the front lines of taking care of our sick, and we need to make sure that they're focused on that while we take care of their children. We're also working to create infrastructure to support our seniors, many of them who are afraid. We've had seniors show up at our YMCAs, and they just don't want to leave. They're afraid of what's happening, and we have had to talk to them and walk with them, and we're going to be doing some specific service for them. And then, like everybody else, very worried about the meals need for individuals who are going to run out of food in a week or so. And so we're preparing, and we're working with the food bank. We're working with other partners to establish the pipeline that we're going to need to provide food for individuals. So the YMCA has pivoted with the support of our members and of our funders to make it possible for us to help our neighbors.
I should note that in the announcement that the Y sent out about this, it said effective Monday, March 16, which was just a couple of days ago, through April 3, 2020, when schools are reopened. That's when all of this is taking place through your organization. What happens if, as Kansas recently did, schools are closed for the remainder of the year? Is this something that you think you can sustain or would sustain?
We believe with the help of our funders, our members, the partners, the community partners, that we can sustain this beyond. We are hopeful that we'll just pivot these into camps, and as we open our facilities back for fitness, and open our pools back. So it could be that the schools are closed, but the community gets ready to come back to a normalness, and we're ready to do that. We're ready to kind of switch gears and go right into summer camp if that's what we need to do.
We've heard a lot from government officials at all levels, particularly on this program. It's the folks that we want to hear from about, you know, what the official government response is to this crisis. But within some of those announcements, organizations like yours are impacted. They've shuttered gyms, not just the Y, but all of them. And so that's disrupted a lot of people's healthy aspects of their lives. I'm wondering if you, as an organization that operates fitness centers, have heard anything specific as it relates to your industry on what government officials are looking for before they would give the green light to reopen in some sense of normal operation?
We have not heard specifics. And obviously, since this is an evolving situation, I don't know that anybody's going to know until we're further down into it. What we know is that organizations like the YMCA are moving a lot of fitness offerings online and then really encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors using technology. If you haven't spoken to your mom, maybe it's time for you to be doing that. If you haven't set up a group chat with some of your neighbors. It's time to do that. And so we don't know when we're going to be allowed to open, but we do know that we need to do something to ensure that people are staying active and engaged as we go into this next several weeks.
And I just want to emphasize what this program is that you're offering. This is restricted to families who work in certain industries?
We anticipate that by the end of the week, the governor is going to announce in Ohio, much like the Kentucky governor, that all child care centers are going to shut down with the exception of those that are supporting the emergency personnel and hospitals. So these are first responders and hospital employees. We're still getting details about what or who that group is. I know this is going to put a tremendous amount of pressure for those individuals that have had to stay at work, and we're trying to get clarity there and trying to champion on their behalf for some flexibility. But at this point, the focus is going to completely shift to supporting the families that are working families that have individuals that are working in hospitals and or are first responders like police and fire.
Is there any message that you want to give to the families who are hearing this and wondering what's next?
Well, you know, I think more than anything, I want to say that I know this feels extremely fearful, but everything we're doing is preventive. This is like putting on your seatbelt when you're getting in the car. You shouldn't be afraid of that. And what we're doing right now is putting on a community-wide seatbelt to protect our community. And so the reason we're doing all of this is to make sure that we keep people safe. We're going to try to keep as many people from getting sick, and we'll all get through it.
That's YMCA of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Jorge Perez. You can find details on this program at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab or at the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati website. Jorge, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Up next, child care centers in Kentucky are ordered to close this week. We talked to the operator of a local early learning center. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.